16 minutes past 9 o'clock, a very good morning to you. Welcome to the show. I'm Zane Johnson, in for Lester Kivitz until 12 o'clock on the morning review. And, of course, we chat a number of things this morning. One of the things that I asked in a minute or two ago was, which numbers do you actually kind of feel that after they've been calling you 2-3 times already in order to market a product that you actually just block them? 021-446-0567 or on the WhatsApp line at 072-567-1567. Also going up today is Nelson Mandela Bay, which is out in the Gqeberha area. Nelson Mandela Bay municipality having its first meeting today, and that's one of the hung councils or coalition governments that is actually starting to form in South Africa. And a number of them now, you know, it would be, if one looks at it and one actually takes care of it, you would say that it is in the best interest of everybody, if there is a coalition municipality, that they would actually try and start looking at it from a very, I would say, an adult perspective, a very grown-up perspective, rather than I won't work with you and you won't work with me. Because at the end of the day, you're a councillor, you're already there, you've been chosen, you've been put there by the electorate, and therefore you need to serve the electorate, people who put you into that particular position. 021-446-0567 and on the WhatsApp line on 072-567-1567.
Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
Well, this November, Ladles of Love is celebrating World Sandwich Day all month long. It was on the 3rd of November, and the NPO is challenging the people of Cape Town to make a whopping 50,000 sandwiches in just 8 hours. And they'll be staging the Samithon this coming week at the Jetty 2, the venue at the V&A Waterfront, inviting all corporates and families and groups of friends to join in the fun and sort of raise food and funds for those in need. We chat this morning to Danny Dalberto, the founder at Ladles of Love. Danny, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I don't know. I always find myself chatting to you. It's either November or in December when the need actually becomes a lot more for people who are destitute out there and who don't have a meal. We are still sitting in the grips of a pandemic, even though we're heading into the fourth wave, and we still have the problem with, you know, donor fatigue and stuff like that. What exactly are you putting on, and what are you hoping to achieve on the 24th of November?
So, as you know, this month, I think the date was the 3rd of November, it was World Sandwich Day. So we decided to make it World Sandwich Month for us. And we decided generally around this time of the year, I know last year we did another Samithon where I made sandwiches for 24 hours. This year we decided to get corporates involved as a team gathering together so that they can come and make 50,000 sandwiches with us. Those sandwiches will be distributed through all our beneficiaries. So we're going to spend the day with the corporates. You book a table. There's 8 people in the team, and then 2 people per 2 hours come and make as many sandwiches as they possibly can.
Will everything be provided on the day, the sandwiches, the fillings, and you know, the necessary equipment to actually make the sandwiches and wrapping the sandwiches on the day? Will that be provided, or can people also just assist by donating and bringing along some of the ingredients?
No, everything will be provided. Basically, what we do is the bread is being sponsored by Blue Ribbon, and the peanut butter and the jam. The jam has been sponsored by Rhodes Quality Foods. So we will have all the peanut butter, jam, everything. We've got all the equipment, as we used to have our own sandwich hub. And then basically, people are going to take the bread out of the packet, make 10 sandwiches, and put 10 sandwiches back into the original bread bag. So really all we need is for actually would be the best is we're encouraging people to pay forward a sandwich. They can go online, ladlesoflove.org.za, and a pop-up window will appear that will take them to web tickets. And on there, they can pay forward a sandwich, R5 a sandwich, and pay forward as many sandwiches as possible to help us reach that 50,000 sandwich mark.
And this brings to a close your 5 million sandwiches for the year, isn't it?
Yes, it will bring us close. So we're hoping to achieve the 5 million mark. So we really are pushing that we make 50,000 sandwiches, hopefully more, but we're really going to encourage. We do have a couple of tables open where we're calling on corporates to book these tables, because if we have all these tables, then we've got a better chance of making these 50,000 sandwiches. So we're really going to push hard on the 24th. To make these 50,000 sandwiches.
Chatting this morning to Danny Dilberto from Ladles of Love. He's the founder at Ladles of Love, and they have a Samithon on the 24th of November, which is on Wednesday, hoping to make 50,000 sandwiches in just 8 hours. And there's obviously, you know, nice corporate involvement. So, you know, a number of people, Danny, haven't had team building sessions in a while. I think over the last 2 to 3 years, no one has gone out because of COVID and because of, you know, social distancing. People haven't had the team building session. So where do they get hold of you, and how do they actually get involved in the Samithon?
They can email Bianca at ladlesoflove.org.za, and she will work with the corporate to come and book the table. It's 12,000 rand for the table, and it requires 8 team members that can come and work. So 2 team members at a time that will spread the love for about 2 hours at a time, so that they don't need to send out the entire team the whole day. So we just try to make it as easy as possible for all of them.
Danny, to turn to, you know, something a lot more serious, I'm just having a look at statistics, and it says that, you know, April, May 2021, approximately 2.3 million households reported child hunger, while an Ipsos study found that more than 40% of South Africans of all ages, you know, and all groups are actually going hungry. You are at the forefront of this particular need, and a number of us, Danny, we sit now in our homes, and we know that we are battling, but we get by. How deep is this need out there in terms of hunger, and especially child hunger?
Look, the calls we get from, we still on an almost daily basis are getting people phoning us and begging us to support their soup kitchen with produce. And it doesn't seem to be going away. I think the pandemic has created so much unemployment in our country that there are just so many people that need help. We go and visit our beneficiaries in the townships on a weekly basis, and you just see the hundreds of kids that some of them are just walking on the streets. I don't even know if where their parents are. They just wander the streets on their own. Many of the soup kitchens that we do provide, you'll see the kid is sent to the soup kitchen with a like 2 liter ice cream container to fetch food for the family. They're sending the kid to do it. And these are the things that, yeah, we don't see. And until something drastic happens to our economy in this country, we're going to have this challenge. And I know people say, yeah, but we're tired of feeding people and whatever it is. But this is the reality at the moment. There are no jobs out there. The economy is bad. So what do these people do? There's a statistic. I think it was around about 38% of the youth will never, ever get a job in this country. They won't even be noticed. That is like, because sometimes people, you know, they've got a job because they've been referred by a friend. They say, I can't remember the exact stat, but it was really high. It was in the 30% mark there, that they'll never, ever get a job. They won't even be referred. There's no chance of them getting a job. So what do you do? What do we do with all these people that don't have jobs? So this is the challenge that we are facing, and donor fatigue is real, and it's very hectic. It's forcing us to cut back on supplies, and so we're going to have to probably start cutting back on the beneficiaries that we support as well, because we're just not maintaining the donations that we need to keep feeding the people that need our help. So yeah, it's real out there, and it's not going away at any time soon. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the solution is, but to continue helping.
Yeah, I sincerely hope that, you know, a number of people listening to us chatting now will come to the fore and realize that even if in a small way, a 10 rand, a 20 rand donation, a 50 yeah. rand donation, and the corporates actually, you know, instead of printing corporate clothing and, you know, giving corporate gifts yeah. and stuff like that, rather to turn the money into something very useful in terms of donating the money to Ladles of Love. And yeah, yes. donor fatigue is setting in, but you know, Danny, as you rightly say, as a society, we can't stop caring about these people. And I think it's not for us to ask exactly why are you hungry? Why can't you get a job? It is our duty yeah. to look after our neighbors and care for our neighbors. Where are you heading to for Christmas? And have you got any plans? And are you making any appeals to people for Christmas?
Yes, we sure are. We've got our Philipot campaign. That's what we call it. The goal is you pay 200 rand and help us fill a pot that will feed 100 people. And our goal is to fill 10,000 pots and hopefully feed a million meals. So we're going to be calling on everyone, as many people, everyone, corporates, whoever, to please help us fill these pots over the Christmas season, because, yeah, that's going to be, I mean, it's a time of giving. So let's open our hearts and let's fill these pots, as many as we can, and make Christmas a little bit better for all these people that need our help.
Danny Gilberto chatting to us this morning. Just give us details again, Danny, how corporates and people can get involved into the Psalmithon, which is on the 24th of November, it's coming Wednesday, where you aim to make 50,000 sandwiches in just under 8 hours. The details for that, please?
The individuals can go online, ladlesoflove.org.za. A web ticket will appear and they can go on there and either donate, pay forward sandwich, or get a team of eight and book a table. Or if a corporate wants to get involved, to email Bianca, B-I-A-N-C-A, at ladlesoflove.org.za. And Ladles is spelled L-A-D-L-E-S.
Danny Norberto, thanks so much. It's always a pleasure chatting to you, and all the best. And I hope you're going to give us a bit of feedback on Thursday, you know, whether you've actually reached this target of 50,000. And with the way that Cape Tonians are, and the way we know Cape Tonians on Cape Talk, they are extremely generous, and hopefully you'll go over the 50,000 mark. Just having a look at it, you know, Wendy Bergstedt, the group head of marketing at CSI Coronation, yes. said that we are supporting this amazing campaign because hunger is a critical issue that we care deeply about. And the reality is that an estimated 30 million people in South Africa are food insecure, and 10 million suffer hunger every single day. So before you yes. sit down for your next meal, make sure that you think about somebody who is less fortunate and support Ladles of Love and their Psalmithon on the 24th of November. Thanks very much for the chat, Danny, and have a wonderful day.
If more corporates can have the same idea as Coronation, you know, we do need corporates to help us with feeding the nation. That's just the way it has to be. So that's great.
Danny, thanks very much, and have a wonderful Monday morning.